Young people and many older people spend a good deal of time listening to music. Sometimes it's mainly about the sound or the beat, but it can also be about the message, and especially how lyrics can influence behavior in relationships. That's why the Boston Public Health Commission has come up with some guidelines for getting young people and their parents to think about music the way they might think about food, as in whether it's nutritious or junk. Joining us are two guests from the Commission's Start Strong initiative, Nicole Daly and a peer leader, Shaquila Terry. Thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll start with Nicole. Tell me a little bit. This is a kind of a national set of guidelines. What does this involve exactly?
So what it involves is a nutrition label, which includes healthy relationship ingredients and unhealthy relationship ingredients. So it's really not national guidelines per se, but a conversation tool. So underneath the unhealthy relationship ingredients, we have major themes like manipulation, disrespect, relationships equal sex, and it's really a tool to help teens and adults look at lyrics, kind of see if there are any of those major themes in songs, and then discuss how they might influence what they're listening to.
Shaquila, one thing I would wonder about, this isn't about asking whether you talk to your parents about what you're listening to, but I guess, do you talk to your friends about what those lyrics are exactly?
Yeah, we do. Like, before this project actually started, like, most of my friends and I haven't really, like, observed the songs and the lyrics that they actually were singing. We would rather prefer listening to the beat. So when the project started, I actually brought it to my friends' attention and tell them, like, we have to listen to the lyrics of the song rather than the beat, because it has messages that we're not quite understanding and we're not quite seeing.
Nicole, what about how these lyrics affect us? When I was young, you know, we listened to the Rolling Stones, and they would say some pretty offensive things about women. Mm-hmm. And we say, well, I wasn't really listening to that. I don't really take that to heart. So what's the harm?
The harm is in the messaging and in the fact that people don't process them. And so it can come out in little ways. So it can come out in your perception of a relationship. For example, in many songs, they take relationships very cavalierly. And so if you hear that messaging over and over, it might color the way and the lens in which you look at the world.
Shaquila, what about some songs that you've been listening to lately? Have you thought of any that you come at in a different way now that you've been sort of looking at them through this lens?
Yeah, actually the songs that we all picked, like based on the lyrics, I listened to most of them and I really cut down on listening to them because of the message that they portray. But like the healthy ones, I actually listen to those more, just like junk food. Like some are good for you, some are not quite good for you. So you cut down on the ones that are not good for you and you actually eat the more that's good for you. So that's basically what this project was about.
Give me an example of something that's bad. I mean, paraphrase, don't be too literal.
Okay, so something like, if a man is telling you, like in the song Break Up by Mario, that why would you want to leave me if I'm buying you diamonds and if I'm treating you good and if I'm having good sex with you. So basically that's just saying, like, why would you want to break up? So we looked at that as relationship equals sex, disrespect, and manipulation, because a relationship doesn't only have those things. They have, like, love and support, which are the healthy ingredients.
It's all material. It's all basically consumer goods, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nicole, what about some of your things? Have you looked at some songs yourself and come to any kind of fresh angles?
I think all of the songs that we chose and that we looked at, and thinking about the healthy aspect, Neo, Miss Independent, we looked at that song and that talks about respecting a woman who's able to take care of herself and wanting to be with her in an equal relationship. And so that made me think about that song in a different way.
Shaquila, what about a song that you would consider healthy, that people should pay more attention to, maybe?
There was a song by Justin Bieber called One Time, and he's a young boy who made a song about a girl who he had a crush on and how he would like to basically see her as the girl that she is and not a girl that she wants to be. So I see that as a healthy song because it has things like support, love, respect in them.
All right. Nicole, what about how people can make use of this? Is this something they can go online and read up on?
So if you go to the Boston Public Health Commission's website, there is a link that you can follow to find the tool. And it's in the format of a nutrition label, so it's very user-friendly. We chose that format because it's a format that people are used to at this point, and it's easy for them to to think about and use. And so you just download lyrics, and then you use the tool and you score them based on the different categories that are there, and then you have a conversation based on that. And we're actually coming out with a lesson plan that will also help to facilitate dialogue.
Shakira, I think another way of coming at this is to know how important this is for the way people think about relationships. Do people really learn that much about relationships anywhere else besides music?
Not really. I don't think so. Unless there's people like us who go out to the community and talk to other people about relationships. But like some teens, really, parents aren't like comfortable with talking to them about relationships, so they really don't know about what they hear and what they see out in the media.
By the way, the problems that we hear in songs, it'd be great if bad relationships only existed in music, but I guess you must see them in real life, too.
Yeah. Like abusive relationships and like emotional abuse and physical abuse, verbal abuse, things like that.
Describe emotional abuse.
Emotional abuse is basically if your partner is like putting you down in some type of way, so it messes up your emotions and it makes you sad or depressed or something like that.
Nicole, sometimes when people might say, well, you know, relationships are always rocky, but so what does that mean for the rest of life? Especially, let's say, talk about a teenager trying to get through high school, maybe trying to work a part-time job.
So this is a small part of a teen's development, but I feel like teens are readily able to decipher messaging, but when, like Shakila said, if they're not seeing other examples of healthy relationships around them, it can reinforce what they're hearing in the music. It can reinforce what they're seeing around them. So you're right, it is a small part of who they are, but relationships really affect people, especially if they're in a bad relationship. It really colors how they're feeling and their approach to the rest of life.
Okay, we should mention that if there's any way, any inclination to find out more about this, they can go on a website maybe for the Boston Public Health Commission?
Yep, you go into the Boston Public Health Commission's website, bphc.org, and you follow the link there and it'll take you to the tool.
All right. Thank you very much for being with us, Nicole Daly and Shakila Terry from Boston Public Health
Commission.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.